Good afternoon and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to today's varsity boys basketball game. We are currently at the 7th annual Monrovia Holiday Classic boys basketball tournament. This is game number 4. Get ready to kick off right here, no pun intended. But game 4 going to happen between the Milan Indians and the Tipton Blue Devils. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. I got to mention, we've had some difficulty with streaming. Somebody that is listening, if we do drop a signal, that means you'll hear music playing all of a sudden. If you'll call me back at 317-946-2424, that will help tremendously. My wife is doing the best she can. She's at work today. And we hope to have a good basketball game. Again, my number is 317-946-2424. If you happen to hear that we drop a signal, you will hear music playing immediately right after you heard the basketball game going on. So we'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils enter this game. They're Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at Tipton High School. In their sectional are Madison Grant. They're currently 4-3 on the season. Eastbrook, they're 5-2. Tipton, they're 6-2. Taylor, 4-4. Blackford, 1-3. And the Sheridan Blackhawks, 1-6. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernand. The athletic trainer is Bert Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana. That's 46072. You can reach them by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, at Tipton, D as in basketball, Devils. They wear the colors blue and white. We'll mention they perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East and a West Division. Presently in the East Division at the top is Western. They're 3-0 in the East Division. They're 7-2 overall. Second place, Tipton. They're 1-1 in the conference. I should say the East Division. They're 6-2 overall. The Hamilton High Huskies, they're 1-1 in the East. They're 3-5 overall. The Northwestern Tigers, they're 0-1 in the East. They're 3-4 overall. And the Lewis Cass Kings are 0-2 in the East Division. They're 3-4 overall. In the West Division, only a couple West Division games have been played. We'll get to that. We'll mention Benton Central is at the top. They're 0-1. Excuse me. They're 1-0 in the West Division. They're 6-2 overall. Twin Lakes Indians, they're 1-0 in the division. They're 6-3 overall. Central Catholic Knights, they've yet to play a West Division game. They're 5-3 overall. Rensselaer, they're 0-1. They're 3-5 overall. In West Lafayette, they're also 0-1. They're 2-6 overall. We'll let you know the Blue Devils average. This is an average. In 8 ball games, they average 67.3 points offensively. They give up an average of 53.5. They're 6-2 on the season. They're 1-1 in the Hoosier East. Their head coach is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins working in year number 3 at Tipton High School. 35 wins, 21 losses. Overall, he's working in year number 41 as a varsity head basketball coach. His overall record, 532 wins, 380 losses. The next game on the agenda for the Blue Devils is going to happen Saturday. This is after the tournament. It'll happen Saturday, January 8th. It'll be Bethesda Christian Patriots at the Tipton Blue Devils. That'll be a 6-7:30 start. Put Me In Sports will be there for the 7:30 ball game. Now, for the Milan Indians. Milan Indians, they have a school enrollment of 380. They're Class 2A, Sectional 44. There are five in their sectional. That sectional will be played at South Ripley High School. In that sectional is South Decatur. South Decatur, 4-5 on the season. North Decatur, they're 3-4 on the season. South Ripley, they're 3-3. Tri-Central Trojans are 5-5 on the season. And the Milan Indians are 0-5. Well, it's the principal at Milan High School is Ryan Leiferman. The athletic director is John Trefogle. The trainer is Robbie Kipler. Milan High School is located at 609 North Warpath Drive, Milan, Indiana, 47031. You can dial them up at the school at 812-654-3096. We'll mention you can capture them on the web at MilanAthletics.com. On Twitter, at Milan Athletics. They wear the colors black and gold. They perform in the Ohio River Valley Conference. There are 7 teams in the Ohio River Valley Conference. We'll mention from start to finish, they're like this. South Ripley. They're 2-0 in the conference. They're 3-3 overall. Jack Sindel. They're 1-0 in the conference. They're 5-2 overall. Southwestern. They're 1-1 in the conference. They're 6-3 overall. Switzerland County. They've not played a conference game yet. They are 4-5 overall. Milan. They've not played a conference game yet. They are 0-5 overall. Rising Sun. They're 0-1 in the conference. They're 2-3 overall. In Shelby, they're 0-2 in the conference. They're 4-3 overall. 2:42 on the pregame clock. Getting closer to basketball. Game 4 on the agenda next. We're mentioning the Milan Indians averaging in 5 ball games offensively 45.8 points per ball game. They give up defensively an average of 62.2. We're mentioning the Ohio River Valley. They've not had a conference game. They're 0-5 on the season. Their head coach is Randy Combs. Randy Combs, most instrumental for putting me in sports. We thank him for emailing staff the very next day. I'm very thankful to Coach Randy Combs. And I'll mention Coach Randy Combs right now visiting with the head basketball coach of the Tipton Blue Devils as Cliff Hawkins. These two gentlemen work together at Greenfield Central High School. Cliff Hawkins is the varsity coach. Coach Randy Combs, a varsity assistant, they're having a good conversation right now. We'll mention Randy Combs working in year number 18 at Milan High School. 164 wins, 218 losses. We'll mention next on the agenda for Milan. They're going to play on Wednesday. After this tournament, it'll be Wednesday, January 5th. They'll be in the Ripley County Tournament. That'll be at Batesville High School. We'll mention the Milan Indians going to do battle with Jack Sindel, the Eagles. That'll be a 7:30 start time. At 1:05 left, we'll mention Tuesday the 28th. That's today, December 28th. Hoosier Conference games happening today. These are Hoosier Conference. Fort Wayne Northside is at Denton Central. That's a 3 p.m. Clay City tournament. And right here, Milan at Tipton, a 1:30 Monrovia High School tournament. And it should be pretty good also in the Ohio River Valley Conference today, the 28th of December. Just one game. It's Milan versus Tipton right here at 1:30. They're pretty much on time. I couldn't believe it. I thought they wouldn't be. But the athletic staff right here at Monrovia doing one heck of a job. And we're going to have a halftime guest just to let you know. We're going to talk to Coach Aaron Cole. Varsity football program controlled by Mr. Aaron Cole. He'll talk with us at halftime. That ought to be special. Clock's going to roll down 8 seconds, 7 seconds.
getting ready to start basketball. We're going to go ahead and mention the starting lineups. We're going to talk about the Tipton Blue Devils. They'll start like this. Wearing number 3, that's Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter is a freshman, 6'4" tall. Number 11, that's Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan is a sophomore. He's 6 feet tall. Number 21 is Nate Powell. Nate Powell is a senior, 6'4" tall. Number 22 is Jackson Money. Jackson Money, a sophomore. He's 5'11". And number 33 is Sam Ridgway. He'll probably jump center. He's the senior, and he's 6'8" tall. The head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Now, for the Milan Indians, they'll start like this. Number 2, that's Caden Yorn. Caden Yorn is a senior. He's 5'10". Number 4, that's Braden Roerig. Braden Roerig is a junior. He's 6'2" tall. Number 5 is Ben Reilly. Ben Reilly is a sophomore, 5'11". Number 11 is Landon Morgan. He is a 6'3" senior. We're going to double check that here in a moment. And the final starter is number 20, MJ Hartman. He is a senior, 6 feet tall. They're introducing the starting lineups right now on the floor. 8 minutes on the clock, getting ready for basketball. We're missing number 11, Landon Morgan. He is a senior. He's 6'3". I didn't have that information from Max Press. They've got a nice pamphlet here that each page represents each school. And I just ignored it as that and let me know. Number 11, Landon Morgan, is a senior, 6'3". I'm going to jump it up right now. Jumping center is going to be Landon Morgan, 6'3" senior. Blue Devils getting ready to enter the circle right there. Right there is the Bulldog. It's outlined State of Indiana in the background. This gym is plush. Works pretty good for basketball. Sam Ridgway going to jump center against Landon Morgan. They're getting ready to start the game. 131 on my wristwatch. Well done, Monrovia. Toss is good. Controlled in the backcourt by the Blue Devils. Tip goes to Sam Ridgway. In the frontcourt now with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. They're working inside. Right there is the Powell out top against the Jackson Money. They're working back in to Nate Powell. He's back his way down. They go off the glass, 2 points. Nate Powell. It's a 2-0 contest. 7:40 left. We're in the first quarter. Game 4 here on the court. This fourth game going to finish up the seeding for tonight's ball games. They're going to work it around the perimeter. Touches the hands of Morgan. Works the left side, tipped away. We're going to be just inside the arc. 2-point shot, good. Credit the bucket. Caden Yorn. Caden Yorn, a senior, 5'10", wears number 2. It's 2-2 in the ballgame, early going. Jackson Money, across the free throw line. Kicks it to the corner. 3-point shot, way to go for Carpenter. Rebound out of there, controlled by Caden Yorn. They're across the timeline, right in front of the scorer's bench. They get the ball back and move it around the perimeter. Catches the hands of Morgan. Looking it back to 20, that's Hartman. MJ Hartman passes it back out top. Landon Morgan works on the right side behind the arc. Right in front of the Blue Devils bench. That's number 4, Braden Roerig. They're moving it around the perimeter. Looking for that good shot. Going to dribble the paint right there out top is Morgan. They'll dribble in. Elbow right side. Can move into paint. Going to get called for a traveling violation. Slid that pivot foot just a bit. Working that spin move into paint. Ball goes back to Tipton. They're going to bring it in. They'll go 84 feet. On the dribble is Grady Carpenter. Carpenter working it across the timeline at a walk pace. They'll work it right side. On the dribble, Jackson Money. He'll pass it inside Nate Powell. Back to Jackson. Now back into Powell. Going to be a foul from behind. Trying to get to the basketball there. Milan going to collect the first foul in this ballgame. It's going to be whistled on number 4. Braden Roerig. He picks up number 1. Tipton going to bring it in. Alley-oop play. They get it into Jackson Money. A nice pass from the baseline. That pass well done by Nolan Swan. They'll move it to the front court. It's a 4-2 ball game. Early going. 6:08 left. We're in the first quarter. We're at Monrovia High School. Monrovia Tournament. Holiday Classic. 7th annual. Ball's in the front court. Be a move of the pivot foot once again. Going to slide it. Going to give the ball back to Tipton with the traveling violation. 5:58, clock stop, they'll bring it in. Nolan Swan tosses it in to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter crosses the timeline. He'll take up a pace right there. Just stop it outside. Pick up the fastball. Work it outside the arc into Ridgway. And Ridgway will find it open. Nate Powell in the paint. Left of the bucket. He'll go off the glass. Powell with four. It's a 6-2 ball game. In the backcourt, trying to get the ball across the timeline. Catches the hands of Jorn. It's going to be a 10-second violation. Going to give the ball back to the Blue Devils. Blue Devils going to bring it in front of the scorer's bench at midcourt. Toss it in, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. He'll work it left side behind the arc. They'll move the basketball. He's being guarded there by MJ Hartman. They'll pitch it down low to Nate Powell. His shot wouldn't go. He got his own board while laying on the floor. They'll pass it to the corner. Three-point shot, Grady Carpenter. Good. Three-point bomb from the right corner baseline. It's a 9-2 ball game. In the front court of the basketball, where he's tipped away, nearly stolen by Swan. Picked up there by 20. Hartman tipped away and now stolen in the front court of Milan by Jackson Money. They're working around the perimeter. They'll go baseline drive. Nolan Swan, they try a reverse layup. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Controlled by number 4, Braden Rorin. They'll move it to the front court on the dribble. Number 20, MJ Hartman. They're moving around the perimeter. Back in the hands of Rorin. They'll go baseline pass, and the bucket's good. He'll get one more. Credit that bucket. Number 20, MJ Hartman. Senior, 6 feet tall. He'll shoot one more. That foul's going to be whistled on Jackson Money. He picks up his first. Team foul number 1. Both teams with one foul here in the first quarter. Checking out of the ball game is going to be number 11, Landon Morgan. Entering the ball game is going to be number 10, Cohen Rainier. First shot scored off the mark. When you go, rebound, Milan. So no three-point play. They get the ball back on the rebound. They'll go for a five-point play in one trip. Maybe four. We'll double check. See what happens here. They're moving it around the perimeter. They'll move it left side. That's Hartman. He'll dribble in. Got the bucket. It's a four-point play in one trip down the floor. Credit the bucket to MJ Hartman. Hartman with 4 points in that trip in the front court. 4:05 left. First quarter, they'll rip it into Sam Ridgway. He'll back his way down. He'll turn around, go off the glass, left side. 2-point bucket for Ridgway. 3:55 on the game clock. In the backcourt, trying to get across the timeline. Kate Yorn, they'll pass it across the timeline. They'll work it to Hartman. He'll be tipped, goes out of bounds, last touch. By the Blue Devils, checking in the ballgame first time, we're going to see number 23, senior athlete, Aiden Toll. He's 6'1". He checks in the ballgame. Going to give a breather to Sam Ridgway. Going to toss it back in the backcourt, going to chase over it. And Grady Carpenter jumps up at the loose ball to go up off the glass, right side. Layup for Carpenter, it's 13-6. Blue Devils in front, 3:35 left, we're in the first quarter. Game 4 is a holiday classic here at Monrovia High School. Outside of the basketball, he'll dribble in. That's number 2, Caden Yorn. He lost the handle and stolen by Nate Powell. They're working to the front court. Aiden Toll dishes up ahead. Jackson Money gets the bucket. Aiden Toll gets the assist. And Jackson Money will shoot one more. 15-6 contest. At the stripe, number 22, Jackson Money. Entering the ball game first time for Milan, going to be number 13, Holden Acra. Taking a breather is number 4, Braden Rory. First shot, only shot he'll get. 3-point play, good for Jackson Money. 16-6, Blue Devils in front. Crossing sideline with the basketball, that's number 20, Hartman. They're working around the perimeter. Out top, touches the hands of Jorn. They'll move it back left side with the basketball, Holden Acra. They'll move to the left corner baseline. 3-point shot is good. Credit the bucket. Casey Yorn. Yorn for 3. Yorn averaging 8 points per ball game. He's pretty close to being there now. About 2:50 left for the first quarter. 16-9. 7-point advantage for Tipton. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go for Jackson Money. Coming inside to get the board was Aiden Cole. Lost the handle. Saved from going out of bounds by 13, Hayden Acra. He'll pass it up ahead left side. Going to be a 3-point bomb. Good.
For number 20, MJ Hartman from the right, or should say, right elbow extended. They're working outside. Logan Swan, efficient left side. They'll get the bucket, 3-point bomb for Grady Carpenter. So they trade baskets there. 19-12, a 7-point leader, are the Tipton Blue Devils. Working it behind the arc. They'll pass it out of there. That's 13, Hayden Okra. Excuse me, Acra. Outside of the basketball, the dish is to Hartman. Back outside to get number 2. That's Caden Yorm. He'll dribble baseline. He's going to drive hard. He's going to pick up a charging foul. He'll get right back up. He'll jog down for defense. Not a lot of complaints there. He didn't look to the bench. He wasn't quite considering a charging foul there. He's going to pick up his first. That's Caden Yorm. Where's number 2? That's team foul number 3 on the visiting team on the scoreboard. It's 3 on Milan. Just 1 on the home team. That's the Blue Devils. It's 19-12. Blue Devils by 7. Behind the arc with the basketball. He'll dribble back out. Logan Swan picks up his dribble. Working against him is number 5, Ken Reilly. They'll dish it down to Nate Powell. And Nate Powell is going to get a warning violation. Nate Powell tapped that ball as the ball went out through the hoop. Nate Powell can't do that. There's a warning right there on the Blue Devils for a delay of game. They're going to tell Coach Jeff Hawkins right now, one of the other officials, everything's good, just don't do it again. 125 left. 21-12, a 9-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Ball's in the front court. Texas at the hands of Ben Reilly. They're working out top to Yorn. They're working down low off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good offense there. Number 5, Ben Reilly for 2. They're working through the front court. High pass working in the lane. Got the bucket. Nate Powell. 2 points. Grady Carpenter with a good entry pass. 23-14, a 9-point advantage for the Blue Devils. We're under a minute, 53 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. Team works around right there on the dribble. That was Caden Yorn out top. Off the glass, we go. 3-point shot taken by Ben Reilly. The rebound secured by Grady Carpenter. They're working down low off the glass. Got it. Nate Powell moving the basketball good. Grady Carpenter to Logan Swan inside the paint right there to Nate Powell for 2. 25-14. We're going behind the arc. Now on the dribble is MJ Hartman. He'll bring it back out. Now in the hands of Ben Reilly. He'll work it around the perimeter. Right side is the basketball 10. Cohen Veneer back out top to Hartman. Works it left side. Behind the arc, ball's in the hands of 13. Holden Akron. Back out top, left side. Looking for that last shot. Going to have to take a good shot here. They're not going to get it off. Couldn't get the final shot off in the front court. First quarter complete. Blue Devils in front. 25, Milan, 14. We do thank you for listening. And I've got to mention, PutMeInSports.com, beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils, basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, and baseball each spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention in Game 1 right here. Game 1, Tri-West got the win over Monrovia. Game 2, Mitchell got the win over Southwestern. Game 3, it was Danville over Greenwood Christian. And this is Game 4, Milan Indians and the Tipton Blue Devils. There are 6 teams involved here with the sectional. There are 6 sectionals. There's one in 1A59, one in 1A60. There's one in 2A39, that's the Blue Devils. There are one in 2A44, one in 2A47, and 3 teams out of 3A25 participating in this Monrovia Holiday Classic. Ball's in the front court. Possession goes to Milan. Working it around the perimeter. Out top, 3-point shot on the way, scored off the mark. Wouldn't go by Hartman. Rebound secured there by number 10, Cohen Veneer. Cohen Rainier is going to draw a foul. It's going to be whistled on the Blue Devils. First foul is going to be whistled on 23, Aiden Toll.
going to be a shooting foul. He was going back up with his shot. At the free throw line, number 10, Cohen Rainier. He's shooting 68% at the stripe. Couldn't get the first one. He's now 13 for 20 on the season. He'll get one more. Next one, Isaac flies it. That's a good net. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. 7:42 left. We're in the second quarter. Game four in this tournament. After this game, they'll take a breather. They'll come back. 3 o'clock will be the first game. Read the shot. Air would go for Toll. Rebound out of there. Secured by Milan. Working it in the front court. They're moving around the perimeter. Touches the hands of 5, Ben Reilly. They're working around right side. Behind the arc, 13. That's Holden Acre. Now back out top to Reilly. They'll reset the offense. Moving it around the perimeter. Number 20, MJ Hartman. Hartman going to move it behind the arc to move it around the perimeter and out of the hands. Right in front of the Blue Devils. They're working inside and shot with go for MJ Hartman back the other direction. Blue Devils on the drive. It's going to be Logan Swan. Spin move into paint. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. Logan Swan. Logan Swan on the season. Logan Swan averaging 16 points per ball game. 6:42 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Blue Devils up by 12. On the dribble outside, picks up his dribble. It's Ben Reilly. The move at left side to Caden Yorn. Yorn on the back pedal dribble being guarded way out top by Nate Powell. Going to be a screen set. Caden Yorn, they'll use the screen. That's MJ Hartman. Picks up his dribble, works the bounce pass. Left side now near the center circle. They'll pass off. That's Ben Reilly. Back to Hartman, back to Reilly. They're moving to the right corner baseline, touching the hands there, holding Acre. They'll move it back to Caden Yorn. They're moving it around the perimeter, looking for the good shot. MJ Hartman going to dish off. Connor Hassong in the ballgame, second quarter action for the Blue Devils. Connor Hassong wears number 20. He's a 6'3" junior. 5:53 on the game clock. Hold the ball dead out top right there. Number 2, Caden Yorn. He'll dribble right side. He'll dish off to Ben Reilly. Moves it back around, touches the hands. In the hands now of Holden Acre. They're moving around the perimeter. Number 5, Ben Reilly. Taking some time off the clock. 5 minutes, 32 seconds left. Here in the second quarter. 27-15, Blue Devils in front. On the dribble out top is Hartman. He'll dish off to Yorn. Back pedal dribble, he'll work it right side. Ben Reilly with the basketball back to Yorn, moves it left side to Hartman. They'll think about going baseline, lost the handle on a high dribble, picked up by Connor Hassong. Hassong back to him, against the Nate Powell. Powell's shot wouldn't go, but the rebound basket is good by Grady Carpenter. 29-15, Blue Devils by 14. We're just under 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. We got a sub waiting at the scores bench. Getting ready to check in for Milan. Going to be a steal in the front court. Blue Devils. Grady Carpenter picks it up. Shot the other end. Would go for Connor Hassong. He got his shot swatted out of bounds. They're going to get the ball back. They'll bring it in bounds right in front of the Milan bench. Going to be brought in right there by Logan Swan. To pass it right there outside the arc. Grady Carpenter. He'll cross it in. Just outside the paint to Nate Powell. Inside out play. Good. 3-point shot straight away. Center court right there from number 3, Grady Carpenter. 32-15. Well, baseline picks up the dribble. Back to back outside. Caden Yorn saves it from going in the backcourt. On the dribble, going to be a timeout called. Going to be called by Myron. Head coach Randy Jones. Going to talk this over. And they're going to take a full 60-second timeout. And we'll mention, bringing this game to you in part, Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, he's a special. Yes, and a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. They reside Tipton County. We'll mention, as we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021-22 Blue Devils basketball team. We thank him very much. They're going to inbound the basketball. They're going to belong to Milan. 4:21 left here in the second quarter. The pass to the backcourt does Kate Yorn. Picked up there by MJ Hartman. They'll bring it to the corner. It's number 5, Ben Reilly. He'll pick up the dribble. Right elbow extended. They'll move it around the perimeter. Works it to the corner baseline. They'll perk it back out. They go baseline jumper. That's Landon. Landon Morgan shot when he goes. Going to do a foul on the rebound. 4:02 left. They're going to whistle this foul on Tipton. This foul's going to be whistled on number 20, Connor Hassong. He picks up number 1. Grady Carpenter going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame, number 22, Jackson Money. 4:02, bringing it in. Top of the key. Brought it back in to Landon Morgan. Milan. Ball's in the hands of Caden Yorn. Back out to Morgan, top of the key. They're working left side, around the perimeter. Left side, MJ Hartman going to put a pass quickly in the paint there. Number 10, Cohen Rainier. He's going to dish off teammate. Blue Devil going to knock it out of bounds. Going to belong to Milan underneath their own bucket. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Back in the ballgame is Sam Ridgeway. Nearly a steal there by Logan Swan. He'll be savvy enough to knock the ball off of a Milan player while he's going out of bounds, and it's going to be back to Tipton. 3:36 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, it's Logan Swan. Nolan Swan works right side. Long three-point shot near NBA. Going to be short. Barely grazes the net. Ball goes out of bounds. Belongs to Milan. 3:24 on the game clock. Second quarter. Ball brought in. Number 20, MJ Hartman. Going to walk it to the timeline. Going to be picked up half court by Connor Hassong. 3:10 left here in the second quarter. Out top of the basketball, number 2, that's Caden Yorn. Works it right side on the dribble. Rainier underhanded scoop shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Connor Hassong. He'll dish it up ahead. Half court against a Nolan Swan. Shot wouldn't go for Jackson Money, but a rebound bucket is good from the paint right there. That's Sam Ridgeway. Sam Ridgeway averaging 5.1 per ball game. 2:46 left. Second quarter. On the dribble, they'll bring it back out top. They'll reset the offense. Ben Reilly. Moving it around the perimeter. They'll work inside. MJ Hartman gets it in to Morgan. He's going to get a block shot. He took the shot of the jump hook, and Sam Ridgeway recycled it back the other direction. Aiden Toll couldn't get his shot to go. Off the glass again. Rebound secured by Landon Morgan. It passed off in the backcourt on the dribble across the timeline. MJ Hartman, 2:16 left. 34:15, Blue Devils by 19. Working it outside, they're moving around the perimeter. Number 5, Ben Reilly, bringing it back out. Works it to Yorn, he works it left side behind the arc. Playing pass right there, that's Cohen Rainier. They'll work it back to Yorn. Yorn out top, he'll stop, top of 3. Long off the rim, wouldn't go, rebound Sam Ridgeway. They'll control the basketball. He'll pass off point guard, Nolan Swan on the dribble. He goes just outside the paint. He'll kick off Jackson Money. Jackson Money went up for the shot. He got clobbered. He'll shoot twice. Foul's going to be whistled on Milan. That's number 10, Cohen Rainier. Cohen Rainier picked up number 1 here in the first half. Team foul number 4. And I'm up. Blue Devils with 3 accumulated so far. First shot up and good for Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter back in. Nate Powell back in. Aiden Toll going to take a breather. Nolan Swan going to take a breather. One shot remaining here. Two-shot foul for Jackson Money. Jackson Money got the second one. Jackson Money increasing that free throw per finish right there. He's now 50% on the season. Take that back. He's 67% on the season. So they're working back out. Yorn. Going to be a foul call. Going to be a foul in the paint, near the paint right here. Going to be called on Tipton. It's going to be whistled on number 21, Nate Powell. Nate Powell going to pick up his first. He fouled number 4. They're even at 4 each. here in the first half. 1:32 left. Out top. Jump shot, the free throw line, rimmed around, ready to go. Shot taken by Landon Morgan. Rebound out of there. Nate Powell. They'll move to the front court. Jackson Money gives it back out to Grady Carpenter. Free throw line. He'll work in the paint. He'll take a shot. Got fouled on the way up. He'll shoot twice. Grady Carpenter going to the foul line. They're going to whistle this foul on Milan, number 5, Ben Reilly. Ben Reilly, he averages 12.3 a ball game. They've got some pretty good averages here. They're pretty much even. Ben Reilly with the most at 12.3. First shot rims off. Wouldn't go for Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter looking for that first made free throw on the season, and that one wouldn't go either. Rebound, Sam Ridgway. He goes right straight back up. I thought he was going to slam it. He decided not to. He put it across the rim for two. It's 38-15, 23-point leader are the Blue Devils out top of the basketball. Number 10, Cohen Rainier. They're working around the perimeter. Morgan back to Hartman. They're working right side to Reilly. They'll bounce back into Morgan. They'll go to the corner with it to Yorn. Around the perimeter, moving the basketball. 47 seconds left. Second quarter, 38-15. Blue Devils in front. Outside with the basketball, back pedal dribble. That's Landon Morgan. Going to be tipped out of bounds on his pass. Deflected by a Blue Devil. He's going to bring it in front of the Blue Devil bench right there. The trigger man is going to be number 11, Landon Morgan. Looking to toss it in. He'll go to the backcourt with it. And Yorn will track it down across the timeline again. Right-handed dribble out top being guarded by Nate Powell. Bounce pass to work at left side. Number 20, MJ Hartman. They'll work at right side to Morgan. He'll bounce it inside. And he'll kick it back out. That was Ben Reilly. They go outside the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Rims out. Wouldn't go. That was MJ Hartman. Rebound. Hartford. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Myron. That was Landon Morgan. 15.1 left. Brought in by Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. He'll pick up the pace. 10 seconds left. Crossing the timeline now. He'll dribble in. Kick it outside. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot. Way to go for Jackson Money. Rebound put back. Way to go for Sam Ridgway. 0.9 seconds left on the game clock. And Sam Ridgway gets fouled on his second putback. So he'll shoot two. Fouls whistled on number 2, Caden Yorn. He's got two in the ballgame. Team foul number 6. Free throw line, Sam Ridgway. First shot up and good. Nothing but net. Sam Ridgway working on that average at the free throw stripe. He's got one more. 0.9 left. You can catch and shoot. Second shot rims off when go. Rebound, Morgan. He didn't want to catch the shot. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score. Blue Devils 39. Milan 15. We're at halftime. We thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located in the 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero right there at Cicero Town Plaza. The team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they're here to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They're a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve you. At Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great trucks, and great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers by dialing 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. That's Fishers, Indiana, 46038.
Their other location is Christian-Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. They're right there between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32. Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory. They have a quality used car inventory along with trucks. I've witnessed them for myself. We'll mention, you can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's fritzandfishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. This game is also, in part, being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Century 21 Real Estate, that's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and she's knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. She has done so since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. That's Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're the south edge of Noblesville at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. Up to 26 feet box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals, and their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. They have Penske truck rentals, and when you say Penske, you've said a lot. That's Indiana Express Rentals, right there in Noblesville. This game also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. If you didn't know, AGM stands for a good mechanic. They're in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now, AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, they now restore classic cars and trucks. Call them at 317-984-5283. Again, their number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, just go to Arcadia right there on State Road 19. Go to the south edge right there on the streets at Howard Avenue. Howard Avenue, go west off of State Road 19, and they are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That's AGM Auto. Also bringing this game to you is Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in, if only to browse around, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques, back turnaround, prices are low, so know your right to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, 317-773
7391 or online, noblesvilletrophies.com. We're going to talk to our halftime guests right now. I got some notes right here. We're not going to get through them. Okay, we're right here. We're going to talk to Coach Aaron Toll. I mentioned during the game we would talk to him. I tell you what, Coach Toll, football season. It's basically not just, it just included 10-2 in 2021.
Yeah, another good season for the Blue Devils. Told them they're a award banquet a couple weeks ago. Probably coached a lot of good teams, but probably never been any more proud of a team than this one that we put out there this year. Just felt like kids really bought in. We had some position changes. They did what they needed to do for us to be successful. And huge credit to our kids, huge credit to our coaching staff. I thought our coaches did an outstanding job of getting guys where they need to be. And by the end of the year, we were a really good ball club that was tough to beat.
Absolutely. I got to mention, right now your record is some gangbusters, 129 wins, just 66 losses. Get ready to start year number 18. You started out 2021 with 7 wins out of the gate.
Yeah, again, that's proud of the record we've been able to put together. There are certainly a lot of people that are a huge part of that, my assistants being one of them. Brett Stoker's been with me the entire time as a defensive coordinator. We've had Clay Nord and Dustin Shear calling the plays the last 10 or 12 years, who are very, very good at what they do. We've got some guys, former players, that are very, very loyal, and Josh Crawley and Eric Pierce, and Joe Gosnell has been a great pickup for the offensive line. We've got a really, really good staff, and when you add that to really coachable, hardworking kids and really supportive parents, you're able to win a lot of games year in, year out.
Coach, I got to mention, you've coached 17 years at Tipton. Only 1 year you didn't have just 1 year, no winning season, just 1 year.
Yeah, that's the credit to all those things that we just mentioned, and we take it very serious at Tipton. We put a lot of work into it, and when I say us, that's all the way from the coaches to the parents to the coaches' wives to the players to just across the board. That's why I think Tipton is a great, great place is winning. Yes, it's just high school sports, but winning is important, and that's in football, that's in basketball, that's in golf, that's in girls' basketball, just across the board. Our community is built around being successful, and we pride ourselves on that, and I think that's what makes us a great community, to be honest.
Coach, you got a couple of monumental wins. You beat Central Catholic twice this season.
Those were huge wins. Credit. First of all, they were a very good ball club. They were a sectional championship team. To go over there and beat them twice, they had an all-state quarterback that just signed with Marion. 4-year starters. To be able to win over there twice on the road, we had never won there before. First one was a great, great win, but I'm not sure the second one wasn't even more impressive. The fact that we'd already done it once. Obviously, there are very good teams. The sectional draw had been out, had already been out, so we were playing, the sectional the next week. We had every opportunity to overlook them and take that game for granted, and to our kids' credit, we didn't. That was one of my favorite things about this team was I told them this at the state, but also that I was only really disappointed in their play for two quarters. That was the first two quarters of the CAF game. Outside of that, we certainly weren't perfect, but I thought the effort and the fact that we were locked in, I thought we were pretty consistent across the board.
I got to mention, sectional play, you beat Blackford, you beat Alexandria, then you come back and you have Eastbrook. That's a great ball game, but you got to think, last year you guys beat Eastbrook pretty handily.
I wouldn't say handily, but we've had, 17-point difference. It's a lot bigger difference than it's a lot bigger on the scoreboard than actual. So we scored 17 points in the last 3 or 4 minutes of that game. So two two great ball games between us and Eastbrook the last couple years. Two top five, top ten programs. Programs that have won a lot of sectional championships. Programs that have been in the state finals, I think, three times apiece. We came up 3 minutes short this year. We won the last 3 or 4 minutes of last year's ball game, and we didn't this year. And that's honestly the difference. But have great respect for Eastbrook. Coach Adamson is one of my favorite coaches in the entire state. And have the utmost respect for them. And it's been great sectional ball games. Great sectional ball games the last couple of years. So hopefully that can continue.
Coach, I'm going to finish up. I know you don't talk a whole lot. I brought up Aiden Poole in many, many pregame interviews with you. You speak about him almost like he's just a regular person when we know he's not. I tell you what, he wears number 23 in basketball, 81 in football. Talk about Aiden Poole. He's a senior. He's your son. He's got a lot of friends. And talk about what it's like to have your son, Aiden Poole, in the house as a senior when he's got so many friends and lots of them seniors.
Well, I'd love to talk about Aiden. It is a special situation when you're the coach's kid. And I try to make him, it's difficult because being the coach's kid is very difficult in the locker room, because his teammates, and I went through this the same thing when I played for my dad, but I think it's really important. He needs to be accepted by his teammates. He doesn't, and in that locker room, he doesn't want to be the coach's kid. He just wants to be one of the kids, one of the guys. And so I've always felt like the way I treat him in front of his classmates and his teammates, it may have a lot to do with that. So, my wife and I were extremely proud of him. He had a tough go of it last year. He had some really, really talented players that played in front of him a lot last year. And he weathered the storm, was a two-way starter for us, was extremely valuable for us this year. Didn't catch a ton of passes, but was our best blocker on the perimeter. He accepted that role. He played better defensively than I ever thought he would. Did an outstanding job holding, which is one of those things that gets overlooked. We made over 90% of our extra points over the last 2 years in which he held all of those. Is having a really good senior year in basketball also as their sixth man, and thus far has kind of been that guy that, everybody likes to score, but he's kind of the guy that they bring in off the bench and gives us a spark, brings a little fire to us, and just extremely proud of him. And he's had a really good senior year to the point where he's an all-conference football player, which is one of his goals this year. And it is a big part of so far a very successful basketball team.
Absolutely. I'll finish up with this. A lot of guys not really playing winter sports. How's that weight room doing right now looking forward to the next football season?
To be honest, we're going to start on Monday. I feel like, when I say we take things serious, we really, truly do. And, that group of kids has been going nonstop since June 1st. And so when we have some success in the tournament and play a little bit, I give them until Thanksgiving break off, or I give them even through Christmas break. But as of Monday, when we come back into school in January, we're going to hit it hard 3 days a week. We'll be in the weight room after the spring break. We'll start throwing the ball around a little bit with our quarterbacks and our receivers. We'll do that 6 or 8 times before school, and that'll lead us into our summer workouts that'll start in June.
Coach Arizona, I always like talking with you. Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Always like talking Tipton football.
That is Coach Aaron Poole. We're talking football in a basketball game. We had that prearranged. We talked a little bit into the third quarter right here, but that's okay. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Going up for the shot right there. Reverse layup off the glass is Nate Powell. 45-17. Blue Devils in front, 350 left. Critical baseline drive off the glass, right-handed. From the left side, treads the bucket. Caden Yorn. Caden Yorn for two. Back the other direction. Jackson Money in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Wouldn't go. Rebound, par four right there. Picked up by Sam Ridgeway. His shot would go. He goes back up. He'll get fouled. And he'll go to the line, shoot two. So Sam Ridgeway going to shoot a couple. That foul's whistled on number 11, Landon Morgan. Landon Morgan, an original starter, picked up his first foul. 3/4 of actually 5/8 into the ballgame. A little under 4 minutes left. First shot good for Ridgeway. Ridgeway still working on that free throw percentage. It's climbing. He'll get one more. 46-19. Couple of dribbles. He'll eye it, defy it. Rimmed around and fell in. He got both of them. He'll check out the ballgame. In the ballgame is 23, Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll and Nolan Swan lead the team in three-point average. That's 45%. That is extremely good behind the arc. They're working inside. Tipped away. Going to be stolen by Nolan Swan. He'll go up ahead to Nate Powell. He'll go off the glass. He had two defenders nearby. He went off the glass for two. 49-19. Working it in the front court. Caden Yorn. They're working behind the arc. Left side spin move. Baseline. They're working the paint now. Turnaround jumper. Got it. Landon Morgan. Landon Morgan, a 6'3" senior. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Connor Hassong. Hassong nails a three. 52-21. 2:50 left here in the third quarter. Getting ready to check in. The scores band is going to be number one for Milan. That's Cole Kinnett. Cole Kinnett going to check in. Next dead ball. Outside the arc, thought about a shot. That's Yorn. Guarding him closely is Hassong. They'll work it back. They'll give it up to number four, Braden Rory. Back to Yorn. Now left side, MJ Hartman. He'll pick up his dribble after one dribble. Guarding him is Nate Powell. He'll work it inside. Right there, Braden Rory. Back out to number five, Ben Reilly. Behind the arc on the dribble, right elbow, passed out of there. That was MJ Hartman. Behind the arc, touches the hands of Ben Reilly. Bounce pass, right side near the corner. That's Yorn. He'll take the off ball, tipped away. Right there behind the arc, picked up by Hartman. Saving the basketball from going out of bounds on the baseline. They'll work it down low, off the glass, got the bucket. An unselfish pass right there from Milan's number four, Braden Rory. Down low. He was going to take a jumper, about a 12-footer. Decided not to. Passed it inside. That foul's going to be whistled. On 21, Nate Powell. He picks up number three in the ballgame. He'll take a breather. Grady Carpenter also taking a breather. So they're going to go with Aiden Toll, Jackson Money, Nolan Swan, Connor Hassong, balls off the rim, would go, and Sam Ridgeway with the board. Working to the front court. Jackson Money out top, Nolan Swan. Well out top, right, left corner extended, I should say, left elbow extended. Out top, they get it back out to Aiden Toll. He nails a three, just right of center. 1:30 left. Here in the third quarter, 55-23. They'll work it out top. He'll dribble it in. Pick up his dribble after a dribble. That's five. Ben Riedel. He'll chase off to Yorn. Yorn to the corner. He'll stand on the line. 3-point shot. Win go for Braden Rory. Back the other direction on the dribble. Nolan Swan. Outside the arc. Aiden Toll. They're working to the corner. Hassong. Inside out play. Back to Aiden. They'll work at left side. Nolan Swan. Couldn't get the bucket. Tracking down the board is Landon Morgan. Morgan double-teamed there in the corner. He left to throw it off a Hassong's leg. Goes out of bounds. So Myron's going to bring it in 84 feet away. Nolan Swan going to take a breather. In the ball game for Tipton is Grady Carpenter. 58 seconds left. 55-23. Crossing the sideline. Left-handed dribble. MJ Hartman. They're working out top. Hartman. Going to be a block shot by Sam Ridgeway. Try to shoot the three. High pass to Ridgeway off the backboard. Going back the other direction, picking up the basketball. Milan Indians. They're working around. They're working entry pass. Tipped away. Cole Kinnett was the target. Tipped away in the Blue Devils. pick it up, and they go almost coast-to-coast. They lose the handle out of bounds in the front court. So Hassan with a shoe tie. We're ready to go. Going to be brought in by Brandon Morgan. He'll toss it in to MJ Hartman. 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. 55-23. Behind the arc, that's Caden Yorn. Picked up there by Jackson Money. They're working around the perimeter. Right side behind the arc, Brandon Morgan. He'll dish it. Left side, short off the mark. Way to go for Hartman. Rebound putback is good by Caden Yorn. Yorn gets fouled. He'll shoot one more. Foul's going to be whistled. 22, Jackson Money. Jackson Money picks up number 3 in the ballgame. Checking in the ballgame again for Milan. Going to be number 10, Cohen Rainier. Taking a breather, exiting the ballgame. That's number 4, Braden Rory. So 3-point play opportunity right here for Caden Yorn, 5'10 senior. He'll eye it, fly it. He'll rim around, hit the backboard, and fall in. 3-point play for Caden Yorn. 55-26, 7 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court on the dribble is Carpenter. He's trying to get it through the corner to Aiden. Couldn't get the shot, get the pass away. And Milan tries to go coast to coast. Couldn't get the layup out of his hand quite before the buzzer. At the end of 3, Tipton, 55, Milan, 26. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them by dialing 317-984-3765 or text message 317-946-2424. We'll mention the Tipton Tribune. That's Michelle Gorman. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter. You can mention them there on Twitter, at Michelle, that's 2 L's, underscore Garmin. That's at Michelle underscore Garmin for updates on area games and matches. Ball brought in by the Blue Devils. Half court. In the front court now on the dribble. Tom Hassan picks up the dribble. Works it out top. In the ballgame, number 2, Maverick Conaway for the Blue Devils. He's a 6'1 junior. They'll work it down low to Sam Ridgway. They try a reverse layup. Wouldn't go. A bit strong. Out there with the basketball, number 1, Cole Pinnett. They're working left side. Back into Pinnett down low. On the dribble, he'll get the teammate. Number 10, Cohen Rainier for 2 points in the paint. They're working in the front court on the dribble. Going to be a whistle. Going to be an unintentional. They're going to call it an intentional kick. They're going to give it back to Tipton. Tipton going to bring in from their own baseline, left of the bucket. It's going to be brought in there by number 3, Grady Carpenter. They're taking it to the corner. 3-point shot wouldn't go. That was Connor Hassan. Back the other direction. They'll work it to Yorn to get it back to teammate behind the arc there. Cole Kinnett. Out top to Morgan. Morgan dribbles once. Works it right side behind the arc. He'll dribble in. They go off the glass. It'll be a block shot. Credit Grady Carpenter with the block. That shot taken by Ken Cohen Rainier. The Blue Devils 2-point bucket. Maverick Callaway in the scores column right there with 2. 57-28. Behind the arc, that's Caden Yorn. He'll use the dribble and work it out top to Landon Morgan. He'll dribble in near the paint, take a floater, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, picked up by Grady Carpenter. They're going to steal the ball back. It's up, rebounded by number 10, Cohen Rainier. He'll get inside to Landon Morgan. They're working up ahead the other direction, and Sam Ridgway flushes the basketball straight up 2 feet. In traffic, if you will. 59-30. 6:05 left. Behind the arc on the dribble, Caden Yorn. 6 minutes left. were getting around the perimeter in the hands of Cole Kinnett to drop one in near the paint. Number 20, MJ Hartman, tried to toss it in. It's stolen. They'll try for encore, and Sam Ridgway with two slam dunks in a row. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 61-30. Blue Devils in front. And we'll mention, if you didn't know, those Indianapolis Colts, they are happening. We'll mention they got seven guys going to the Pro Bowl. That's Ryan Kelly, Jonathan Taylor, Quentin Nelson, Luke Rhodes, DeForest Buckner, Darius Leonard, and Kenny Moore, the second. They got six alternates. They are Ashton Doolin, Naheem Hines, Bobby Okereke, Michael Pittman Jr., Xavier Rhodes, and none other than Carson Wentz. Look at 13 guys there. Seven are going. Six are looking forward to maybe going, but we'll have to see a Pro Bowl about a week after the Super Bowl. 5:41 on the game clock. Ball's in the front court on the dribble. Jorn, to go baseline, he'll pop a shot. He'll shoot two. Shot when he go, but he'll shoot twice. Fouls whistles. Connor Hassong, he'll pick up his second in the ballgame. Tipton with now six, second half. First shot, Caden Yorn short off the mark. Wouldn't go. It's 61-30, 5:36 left. They'll get one more. On the lane right there for Milan. Number 10, Joe and Rainier. And 11 is Landon Morgan. No rebound needed. Second shot good at the line for Caden Yorn. 61-31, 5:30 left. Playing right here in the second half. Tipped away, trying to entry pass down there at Blue Devils. Goes out of bounds, it's last touched by Milan. Could be brought in right at the bucket on the baseline by Connor Hassong. They're working in. Saving the basketball, going to be a steal. Going back the other direction, Milan, going to be a reach-in, going to be a blocking foul. Whistled on Aiden Cole. I should mention in the ballgame for Tipton is number 4, Gavin Hare. He's a 6'2 sophomore. And number 5, Clark Rodeball. He's a 6'1 junior. A foul whistle on number 2, Maverick Conway. He's got one. Team foul 7. So Milan will shoot the remainder of this ballgame. That first shot up and good. At the foul line for Milan is number 10, Cohen Veneer. Rimmed off when go, rebound secured by Gavin Hare. They'll dish it to Connor Hassong. Left-handed dribble, left-handed player. Dribble it to the corner, or takes it pass to the corner. Touches the hands of Maverick Conway. They'll work it inside. Two-point bucket. Just outside the paint on the baseline. Crest the bucket to Clark Rodeball. 63-32. Behind the arc, shot wouldn't go for Caden Yorn. Going to say ball last touch. Going to double check here. Going to make a decision. They're going to change the call. There are three officials. They have an opportunity to converse with one another, even from a lengthy distance. They give it back to Milan. Bouncing it in. Going to be a foul call. Blue Devil. So it's going to be Maverick Conaway. Conaway has some double check there. Might be mistaken. They're going to whistle Ripley on 23. Aiden Toll. He's got two in the ballgame. Foul number 8 for the Blue Devils. Wouldn't go. That was a 1-1 shot taken there by Cohen Rainier. Rebound Blue Devils. They're working it in the front court. 4:44 left here in the fourth quarter. They'll get to the corner. 3-point shot. Good for Connor Hassong. That lefty, nothing but net from the left corner baseline. 66-32. They'll bounce it in elbow to Yorn. They'll feed it back out behind the arc to Kinnett. They're working at MJ Hartman. They go to the corner with it. Thought about a shot. That's Yorn. He'll bounce it back in to Hartman. He'll work the paint. Turnaround jumper. Going to be a blocked shot. Blocking his shot there. Connor Hassong. They'll work it back the other direction. Cross your timeline on the dribble. Aiden Toll. They'll go to the corner with it. Gavin Hare. It'll be tipped away. It'll be finally picked up in the backcourt by Aiden Toll. He'll work it left side. Behind the arc. Right elbow extended, 3-point shot good for Maverick Conaway. 69-32, 3 minutes, 48 seconds left. In the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, it's Landon Morgan. He'll work it left side. He'll work the ball back around. The dribble, he's driving the lane right there. Has to call it a layup. That's good for Myron. That's number 10, Cohen Rainier. Cohen Rainier averaging 9.4 a ball game. Out top, rims off, where'd he go? Shot taken from 3-point land, kind of a song. Rodeball with the board, trying to put back up, and wouldn't go for Rodeball to the front court with Milan. Joran with the basketball. They'll work it right side behind the arch. He'll dribble in. Baseline, that's Landon Morgan. He'll take off, and Jay Hartman, he'll get the ball back just outside the paint. Turnaround jumper, going to rim around, wouldn't go. He'll shoot two. Fouls whistled on Tiffin. They're going to whistle a foul on Connor Hassan. He picks up number 3 in the ballgame. We've got two guys getting ready to check in after the shot from Milan. First shot wouldn't go. Checking in the ballgame. One for the shooter. We'll mention, Jorn going to check out of the ballgame. Back in the ballgame for Milan is number 5, Ben Reilly. Second shot good at the foul line there was Landon Morgan. He got the back end of the 2-shot foul. They're going to play basketball there. We'll mention, back in the ballgame is number 13, Holden Acra. Crossing the timeline with a dribble pace. Right there, Connor Song will work at the right side. Gets Aiden Toll, he'll pass it down low. Gavin Hare will take a one-handed shot off the glass just outside the paint. Good for two. 71-35 on the dribble. Your spin move at the free throw line, he'll go off the glass. Pretty shot. Left-handed shot by number 10, Cohen Rainier. 71-37. 2:32 left, fourth quarter on the dribble. Right there, Maverick Conway. He'll dish it off to Aiden Toll. Now through the corner, Gavin Hare. Back to Hassan. To the right corner, baseline, his dribble in. Number 5, throw the ball. He'll going to step on the sideline right there. He was probably being forced out, but no call. He's going to call it and give it back to Milan. 71-37. 2:17 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, game 4. Milan and Tipton. Shot from the corner. Wouldn't go. A shot taken, 3-point land. Cole Kinnett. Back the other direction. Off the glass. Coast to coast. Number 2, Maverick Conaway. Just under 2 minutes left. 73-37. Out top, they're moving it around. MJ Hartman with the basketball. He's got the triple threat. He'll pass it out top to Kinnett. They'll work it inside on the bounce pass. He'll dish off. Go reverse layup, put some English on it, and wouldn't go. A shot taken by Cohen Rainier. Back the other direction, Blue Devils, around the perimeter. Right elbow extended, 3-point shot good for Rodeball. Clark Rodeball from 3-point land. 76-37. 1:26 left on the dribble, right side. To continue the dribble, he'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket, MJ Hartman. Hartman averaging 5.6 a game. He's above that now. 76-39. Outside with the basketball. Aiden Toll takes it to Rodeball. On the dribble outside the arc is Gavin Hare. They'll take it to the corner. Connor Hassan. Back outside. They're working around. Hassan going to take a long three. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. Rebound out there secured by Cole Kinnett. He'll dribble across the timeline. 52 seconds left. On the dribble, he'll go left-handed. The other guy's pocket pick gets the basketball. He'll pass it out top near the free throw line. About a 16-footer wouldn't go for 13, Holden Acre. Rebound secured by Tipton. Going to dribble at a walk pace across the timeline. He'll pick up the pace now and slow it down. Connor Hassan on the dribble. 30 seconds left. 76-39. Blue Devils going to play toss out near the top and to the baseline. Playing toss right there with Rodeball, Hare, and Aiden Toll, 18 seconds left. Toll's going to hold the basketball. No defense going to be shown. Going to pass it back out top, way out top to Gavin Hare. Back to Toll. Back to Hare. 7.3. Clock's going to empty out. And they're going to stop the game. 5.2 left. They're going to actually buzz the horn and stop the game. We'll miss it. We are thankful for both coaches. Coach Cliff Hawkins and his cooperation with putting in sports, and along with Coach Randy Tomes from Milan, we are very thankful for their cooperation. They know each other quite well, working together as coaches at Greenfield Central. We'll mention the Blue Devils will play tonight the 7:30 ball game. If you want to tune in, put me in sports. We'll be there 7:15. We'll try to start the broadcast. We thank you for listening. We thank our help from check-in. And that's my wife, Paula. We're thankful for her. And then we're also thankful for our halftime guest. We got to talk to the head football coach of the Blue Devils, Mr. Aaron Toll, getting ready to start his 18th year at Tipton High School. We thank you for listening. And we'll be back about 7:15 for the game tonight. And that will help for the seeding for tomorrow. There will be four games tomorrow. They'll all be in the afternoon. We'll let you know tonight about those. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.